I am Todd, your host. And if you've been listening, you know that this podcast is all about my journey with RVs, the adventures, the traditions, and yes, with RVs. So I know I was supposed to come back and discuss a little bit about my trip to Fort Wilderness. In fact, I had been saying that I actually wanted to do a podcast from Fort Wilderness Campground, but we weren't able to do that. Now, I'll revisit what I was saying before about Fort Wilderness Campground, that is Disney's campground, which one of our family traditions was to go to Fort Wilderness every Halloween, or at least the weekend before Halloween, and reminding you that Fort Wilderness during Halloween is probably the most insane time to be there. The people that go sometimes go for weeks and set up their campsite. They bring in trucks from storage and build these campsites more extravagant than you could even imagine. Well, this year, probably about a year and a half out, we were able to snag a campsite on actually Halloween evening, which was Friday night this year. We had been to Wilderness once before during Halloween, and I've told people that you can't even express in words what it's like to be at Fort Wilderness during Halloween. Well, here we go. It was Fort Wilderness Halloween on a Friday night, and we were very lucky to be there, but we had reservations from that Thursday night until Sunday. I decided to go up Thursday night without my wife and kids. I should say I had let my son skip school on Friday, so he came up with me Thursday night. My wife and daughter stayed back, so they came up Friday before the festivities began. I had gone there Thursday night before dark, thank goodness, because it's always hard to drive at dark in these RVs, and especially going up I-4 to Orlando. Never very comfortable in the dark. We got there. We met up with some friends who I'd given them a heads up about booking a site. Well, they were there already. They had gotten there early on Thursday afternoon. They were set up, and another group of friends, the family, also booked a site. So there were three of us. We were lucky enough to score a site in the 1700 loop. Now, those of you that know Fort Wilderness know that there's the 1600, 1700, 1800, 1900 loop. It's like a clover. During Halloween, and this is just my opinion, those are really the best loops to be on. Well, luckily we were on the 1700 loop, and I can't even tell you the amount of action that we saw on this loop. Now, there was also positives and minuses to being on the 1700 loop, and I'll get into that a little bit later. But that Thursday night was great because it was more low-key, but I was able to drive my golf cart around, check out some of the sights, see some of the decorations without all the hassle of in the craziness of Halloween. That was a fun night. During the day before I had gone there was also the golf cart parade, and some of these people that do up their golf carts, again, I can't even put into words what these golf carts look like. One person did this Avatar golf cart, and I mean, it looked like almost right out of the movie. There was another golf cart where they did it's a model of the Tower of Terror, and the front of it would open up, and you saw, I don't know if it was a picture of their family on actually Tower of Terror, but it would fall down, and then the doors would close, just like the real ride. It was really cool. Later on that evening, we went around with our friends, and I know this has happened. They have a big bash on the beach, usually the night before Halloween. We went down there. I mean, it was a DJ, and you saw the pumpkins that were decorated, and people were dancing on the beach, and you could go around and see the finalists for the golf carts. So that was something I never experienced before. Again, going around at night, seeing some of the sites that were decorated with all the ha without the hassle of Halloween was really an advantage that, having to do that didn't give me the feeling like I had to go out on Halloween Eve and go crazy and see all the loops so I don't miss anything. Well, fast forward to Friday. Friday was kind of a chill day. To the pool for a little bit. Kind of, hung out with the dogs, took them to the dog park, hung out with my son, went around, did some walks. We walked around the loop, the 1700 loop, 1800, the whole Clover. Not even really fully taking in what was about to happen that night. Well, 5 o'clock comes around, and all of a sudden, the loops just fill up. Fill up with tons and tons of trick-or-treaters. And, we walk away from our site. I kind of walk out of the 1700 loop, and I see it's all coned off with security. And they have, if you come into that loop, you're going on your golf cart, and you have to follow the procession all the way around the 1700 loop. Up to, I think, the 1900 loop, cross over to the 1800 loop, and down to the 1600 loop before you can finally get out. And I heard somebody say it took almost an hour that Friday evening, Halloween evening, to make their way out of that loop, which is insane. So needless to say, I never really left the 1700 loop. We stayed there. I did walk over to the 1600 loop, but in the past, going and checking out all the different campsites on Halloween Eve was always something I had done, but I really couldn't get out of the 1700 loop, which was fine because, we visited with our friends. We were able to see all the sites kind of in full action, which you don't see until that evening. So this is the coolest because a few sites down from me, and I remember this from years past, there was a guy and his site was decorated like Coco, the movie Coco. And oh, I apologize, there's my dog. But his site was Coco, and I had told my friends, in the past they had on Halloween brought in a mariachi band. Well, I didn't know if that was going to happen this year. And I heard through the rumor mill, yes, the mariachi band was coming. And then I heard more, the mariachi band was coming. Well, about 5:30, I'd say it's around 5:30, a van pulls in, and yes, the entire mariachi band inside this van. And of course I go up and I'm like, I have to get a selfie with these guys. So I take a selfie with the mariachi band. Super pumped. I'm super excited that this is going to happen. We went ahead and we eat dinner. We're walking out of a cyber campsite and the mariachi band, I don't know if they're coming from the bathroom or they pulled, parked their van and they're coming over. And sure enough, from 7 until 9, it was full on mariachi band. And it was awesome. They had everybody, tons and tons of people at their site. And in fact, Disney security actually had to patrol their site and keep people from impeding on the road so golf carts can get by. I stayed for, I can't even tell you how many songs I stayed for before I was finally pulled away by my wife, who said, "Oh, you have to go check out this other site." So we walk around, and at this point, my kids are just exploring the entire loop and going off with friends and getting candy, and I don't even know what they were doing. My wife had taken me to this other corner, and it was a 1600 loop. And I know in the past these people have gone crazy. They in the past they did a whole haunted mansion where they had maybe 10 tents of different haunted mansion scenes. They did this awesome thing. They had an actually a real life Blockbuster sign, and where they had candy and movies, etc. Well, this year they had done an 80s. Their site was all 80s. And you go over there and there was a DJ playing 80s songs. This one guy in a full 80s garb showing off his Walkman, wanting you to check out his Walkman, another guy with a big cell phone, and they were just acting the scene. They were acting like they're in the 80s, and it was hilarious. I mean, it was so funny that these younger kids are all singing these 80s songs, and this whole site, this whole crew of people are all dressed in the 80s and acting like in the 80s, using lingo like in the 80s. It was just fun. I can't really put into words how awesome this was. And we weren't really able to leave the safety loop, which again, kind of a blessing that we weren't able to leave because we were able to really get, not blow by it in our golf cart and able to walk around and partake of all the different scenes, the different sites, meet the people that were putting these sites on, and kind of not be so stressed out about getting it all in. So I'm kind of grateful that we were on this loop. That being said, going back to the Facebook post and seeing all these other things that people had posted and sites that we did miss, I also kind of wish we were able to go out and see it, all those sites. So next year, if we're not on this Clover or within the Clover, I'm totally okay with that. Now I know next year is Saturday. And again, this goes back to my past podcast where our family traditions do change. And as much as I want to be at Fort Bliss next year on Saturday for Halloween, my kids want to be with their friends and they don't want to be with us at Fort Wilderness. So I promised them that this was the last year we would do Halloween at Fort Wilderness for the time being, because next year I know that they want to be with their friends. I'm hoping we excited about going 2 weeks prior to Halloween to Fort Wilderness because I did book a site. Now I know it won't be as much energy and as excitement as is on Halloween, but many people do set up their campsites weeks and weeks in advance. So again, fingers crossed, everybody will go along with it because I don't want to miss out on another year of Halloween at Fort Wilderness, or I should say Halloween season. Now, friends come along with us this year. They had the right and they had grandparents and aunt and uncles and cousins with them on their campsite. And the dad said to me, he said, "You're right. You cannot put into words what Halloween at Fort Wilderness is really like." I said, "I know, I know. There's nothing like it. There's absolutely nothing like it. Just one of it. They start on the candy. I mean, I don't know whether it's going back. It is my favorite campground. Favorite to see this campground. And I was looking to go back maybe some different seasons. We've been there during Christmas, and some people say, oh, it's awesome during Christmas time. They like it even better." I disagree. I think Halloween is by far the best time to be at Fort Wilderness, better than Christmas time or July 4th or any other time. That being said, we are going up to Fort Wilderness in a few days for Thanksgiving break, just Saturday to Tuesday. I think more of a relaxing time. We were thinking about getting park tickets, but to deal with the crazy crowds, and I just don't know. I mean, my kids aren't super into fast, crazy rides, so I just don't know about waiting in lines for doing all these rides. The people under who definitely doesn't like rides or doesn't like heights, so we're probably gonna put that off a little bit, and it might just be hanging around the campground, going swimming, hopping on the monorail, going to the different hotels, eating some different foods. Yeah, I mean, I have to tell you though, I'm really looking forward to not having any plans or doing anything. So yeah, Fort Wilderness, definitely exciting. If you can ever get the chance to go during Halloween, do it. Now, a little segue to going to the RV. We brought our Jayco, our Class A RV, which is obviously the way to go. It's much more comfortable when there's four of us. And we'll be bringing that again for Thanksgiving. So something weird happened. Saturday night, Sunday, the lights started getting dim, and this has never happened before. And all of a sudden, the refrigerator goes out. I'm like, what is going on? This has never happened. I'm hooked up to power. And Justin, our friend, the other family that's there, he seems to know a lot. Electrical, I don't know how he knows this. He says it's just YouTube. I have no idea. He's like, oh yeah, that's the converter. Your converter might have gone bad. I'm like, what? What? I don't even understand what's up with the converter. So he explained to me the power coming in from the post, from the post power, the power from the campground, it comes to the RV, it converts it to 12 volts, so then it can power up your refrigerator, lights, and everything else. Well, he goes, you probably need a new battery, or not a new battery, a new converter. So I ordered a new converter. I'm like, I'm hoping this is it. And I had read somewhere that there are fuses in there that if the battery is hooked up wrong, the fuses blow and saves the converter. So I checked the fuses, and sure enough, it was the fuses that had blown. The converter was still good. Evidently, the battery had been put in backwards and then probably fixed. Needless to say, I learned something about new about my RV and where the converter was and how it works. So, just a little sideways story. But I just wanted to share my Fort Wilderness Halloween story with you and our experience and how this year was different than the other years because we pretty much stayed where we were. But it was equally as good as all the other times that we were there for Halloween weekend or the weekend prior. If you've ever been to Halloween at Fort Wilderness, drop me a line, let me know. Let me know what you think. Let me know what it was like, how it was different, what you loved, what you didn't loved, what you didn't love. Again, thank you for sticking with me. I know I was supposed to record from the campground. That didn't happen. Just too much craziness going on, too much noise going on. But make sure you join me for the next podcast as I start moving towards the obsession of my modern RV, my 2018 Class A Jayco, to a more vintage, my vintage 1976 Winnebago Chieftain. And next week, I will be going to Fort Wilderness in my Class A 2018 Jayco, driving back home on Tuesday night or Tuesday during the day, getting the vintage RV ready for our trip to the Daytona Turkey Run, which is evidently it's the world's largest car show. There is a Winnebago group called the Traveling Tonkas that will have a spot at the Turkey Run in Daytona. So fingers crossed, I'll make it without breaking down. If not, it'll be an expensive tow ride. But until then, thank you for joining the Average Guy RV Obsessions podcast. Until next time, take care. Cheers.